can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news, my head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Well, we're back with the second hour. We're talking about Dave Gladden's and FAA, and just to kind of sum up the first hour, why do I need a Social Security number? If you want a benefit, everything that has a Social Security number, driver's licenses, anything you're doing, because you're driving the state's car, you signed it away. Whoever bought it new did. Everything with a driver's with a Social Security number is you are wanting a benefit. Everything is a citizen of the United States. They cannot deal with citizens of the several states that formed our republic because they have inalienable rights from the Creator. A citizen of the United States has no domicile, has no country. He wants benefits. And when you sign up for that, you got no remedy. You have no right to a constitutional court, no right to do anything except what Congress says or the states. And they are acting as a tribunal, passing out special benefits. And the reason why they're adjudicating, because you have to do the administrative nonsense and it's all figured out what you can and cannot do, what the end result is before you ever get into their baloney courts or tribunals or whatever you want to call them. It's a done deal. It's already figured out. And of course, if you're in the child slaver side, they have contracts there. People can't understand that. God, I hated that side. They go in there, they have cooperative agreements. The courts and the child slavers have contracts, and the judge is audited for the amount of money he makes. They have quotas on adoptions. You get over it. They're selling children. The healthy ones used to be 4,000, and the crippled ones are the sickies. The special needs ones, oh, well, they're only worth $2,000 now in Alaska. The last time I heard is $14,000 for the healthy ones and $25,000 check for the feds. They're selling children. And in this act, they say, go get the young ones. I got the evidence of it. I got the acts. There's regulations say that the different branches have to sign up. You go into this children stuff. The Department of Law, the cop shops, they're all signed up to make money off of children. Is this America? God. Ah, Tommy in Tennessee, what's your question, comment?
Hey, good evening, afternoon. Yes, You were asking about what the medical condition was a few minutes ago. You remember that?
Of what?
Who they were talking to. You were talking about the
personality disorder severe enough for this overt act things.
Yeah.
Never been defined.
The medical condition they're talking about is that you're dead and the real people are trying to have intercourse or relationship with dead things. And they're not talking to you or me. They're getting us to answer for the name on the birth certificate, and everyone keeps opening their big mouth, not knowing what's going on.
Our birth certificate's tied into the welfare. It's on the birth certificate. What do you think? What's going on there? Do you think I might want to benefit? How does a child get a Social Security number and he can't even contract until he's 18? That's a good question.
The Social Security number is a tracking number for the name on the birth certificate.
It is a means also to identify he who wants a benefit. But they have to keep for everything. They have to keep everything that we do, a driver's property, everything we do has got to have a social slavery number somewhere. Because it identifies I am of that class. Then I'm applying for another benefit.
A license is simply the right to do that which is illegal against yourself. It's a script that's going on. You have to know how to talk to a fiction because it's an impossibility for a real man or woman to speak words out of his mouth and expect a fiction government to understand, a courtroom to understand what the hell he's saying. So it's a script, and they need your will out of your mouth to write their script so they can feed it back to you and then repeat it to you in court, and so you can say, well, I didn't do that. I didn't say it like that. And you get into the art of controversy in an argument going around in circles while they're monetizing the hell out of your birth certificate, and you think you can have a relationship with a fiction entity.
Well, the birth certificate is an important issue. There's no doubt about it. But each one of these is separate. You have the right to travel. Absolutely. If you own the car. If you do not own the car, you do not have a right to travel. And I got the documents where we, or whoever bought it new, signs away all right, title, and interest to the state. So you're driving the state's car. That issue a certificate of title and a driver's license, which if I was doing it and it was my stuff, I'd want a driver's license. I'd want you to have insurance because it's my stuff. I wouldn't trust you to drive my stuff around. And that's, I got all the facts. This is proven. I've done it.
Well, yes. I understand us as God's children on the earth were inherently endowed with abundance, and we shouldn't be living this way. However, it is what it is. But for the moment, it's a strange dichotomy that you sort of, since we're in it, you can't really get out of the matrix, so to speak, as I would put it. But you sort of have to learn to live with it and then live without it and know when to step into it and do your business and do your contracting and then step out and maintain your personal privacy and try to slowly disconnect and unplug
what I've been doing. That's why you have to get your status into the public record, because that's the only way to prove who you are. There is no other way to do it. You can do any you want.
I that's fine. I don't need to prove to any fiction who I am.
Guess what? We're in Babylon, and those courts are Babylonian, and you got to learn to play with some of the rules that they got to beat them at their own game. And it works because they quit taking 15% on my Social Security. They've taken other people have had them back off.
Sure. There's ways and things, but it's in general most people can't. The trust, as you mentioned, was very important. The birth certificate is a trust, and
can you actually prove all that? I've never seen the proof of it. Do you have actually a documented proof of it as a trust? I've heard people talk about it.
Yeah. But it is. Just take my word for it.
No, we can't say it is. I don't doubt that you're saying
is
true.
But
what you say doesn't matter. What I say doesn't matter. We have to have evidence.
Yeah. I'm just having a conversation, saying something here in a string of words. If you want to wrap your mind around it, otherwise that's fine. But it is, in my view, it is a trust. And that happened at the time of our birth. They incinerated the umbilical cord.
I want to stop here. I don't doubt what you're saying is true. But the thing is, we have to have facts to be able to fight these guys. Because what I think, what you think, what your neighbors think is going to go nowhere. We have to have facts to understand how we got in here that we can prove, which it is now, which is why I'm doing this show. Because I have the ability to where these guys have confessed to what they're doing to us. And now I put together the pieces of their confessions, what they're doing to us. And one of the biggest things is we keep signing up for it because we don't understand. We refuse to think that what we think we know isn't so.
We think they're talking to us, and they're really not. They're speaking to the name on the birth certificate, and it's more particularly
okay, well, you're stuck on that. Well, that's as far as I want to take. I got to get on with Dave, and I got another caller here. But thanks for calling. I don't doubt what you're saying. Some of this is true, but I can't prove it yet. But I will. I would love to. And if you get any evidence, send it to at IRS at Ralph or at AlaskaMinuteman.com. Let's take the next caller, Fred in Michigan. You're up next.
Ralph, Dave DeReamer, Howard Griswold in Delaware. They've been all over this. Actualized trust scenario for 20 years. And I know that Dave DeReamer has called you before on your broadcast. You really want to get into it, get a hold of Dave DeReamer. I can leave the phone number with the board op. Or I think you gave your number out. I could even call you one of your phone numbers.
Yeah, my number's out there. Or you could just email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteman.com. I look at all evidence.
Yeah, Yeah,
but I want to see stuff because I get so many people that are jumping over the conclusions and they can't prove it.
I know.
I don't doubt some of these things are true. I really don't. Some of this stuff is so, I don't know what to say, you know. But it has to be based on the evidence of how we got there. And the thing is I've got the stuff on a lot of this now that I can prove it. It's their stuff. And they tell us. That's what's even more amazing.
Dave DeReamer, they've got the evidentiary proof. I'm sure even court cases to back it all up. By the way, on YouTube, I recently discovered a really brilliant woman attorney. I hope you can connect with her, Ralph. All I have is the YouTube intel data. It's called, her name is Heather Ann Tucci. T, like Tom, U, Charlie, I, Heather Ann Tucci. And her subject matter is factualized trust. And she has a complimentary associate by the name of Dan, L-U-T-Z, L, Larry, U, T, Tom, Z, Zebra, mm-hmm. Lutz, or Lutz.
Well, send all this to me. You have a computer, right?
Ralph, all I have is a frickin' dumb smartphone that works maybe 30%, and it won't let me. I can't even set up email.
Okay. Well, I got your information. I get time. I'll look at it because, say, I'm doing so much research into this private law because I finally figured out the game of, and I can prove it, and I even got the books to prove it. That's what's even more amazing, and I'm trying to make them available for other people.
This Heather Ann Tucci, they tried to put her away in jail/prison because of her elucidation of the fact of factualized trust. Because believe it or not, they do convert everyone's original birth record into a security asset, which they utilize at $1 billion monetized value every day, and the identifier number from the original birth record.
Well, you know, I've heard all this stuff, and again, I want to move on here because I want to finish with this. But the thing is, a lot of this stuff is, and I've had all kinds of cases that I've had dismissed, and I could make claims. But it has to be documented to where somebody else can use it and read it and prove it. And until I see that, I ain't going there. Okay? I do listen to stuff, though. Okay? So, anyways, Getting back to Dave Gladden's case, with this personality disorder thing. And so what did he say? We finally got Tilton to say what's going on. Reading. I am responding to your letter December 7, 2012, requesting clarification of your authorization for a special issuance of a medical certificate. Under the medical standard, so it's got to be medical, a personality order is disqualifying if severe enough to have repeatedly manifested itself by overt acts. Your history includes multiple acts involving arrest, including forcible entry, which is a lie, charges of theft, another lie, failure to file sales tax returns, because there's no ordinance in Dillingham, resisting arrest, which was dropped, driving with suspended or revoked license, because of the child slavers, unlawful use of an operating license, not true, failure to pay court-ordered child support, and traffic violations. Oh, so I get a stoplight. Well, that's a bad thing. I got a light out on my truck. Oh, my God. Don't beat me. The totality of these repeated conflicts with various civil requirements rather than each individual event suggests a pattern of behavioral instability that appears to repeatedly manifest itself disregarding general accepted rules for behavior. You're not being a good boy, a good slave. Oh, Dave. My only concern, he has a concern. I thought that we're supposed to have rules and regulations, medical ones, is that you are able to fly safely by following FAA rules and regulations for aviation safety. Your history suggests that you might also disregard aviation safety rules. However, your flying history, 35 freaking damn years and 14,000 hours. Your flying history to date shows no evidence of that, of mishap. How many years? 35 years. What, have we got another 35 years? Therefore, I have been willing to grant an authorization for special issuance of medical certificate contingent on you engaging in counseling to monitor your behavioral stability and compliance with the safe performance of pilot duties under all applicable FAA rules and regulations. You dumb shit, you just didn't preach to yourself. How can he compliance with all of, you just said he hasn't broke any in 35 damn years? You see the impossibility? So then he took it away. Dave applied again, passed the medical again. Oh, he sued the bastards, pardon my French. Boy, it's hard to stay on these guys. Gary in Georgia, you got a question, comment?
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a comment on people having Fed State agreements, like the gentleman in Michigan, which he's having some tax problems. Is that look at Title IV, United States Code, and it tells you that they're withholding. Every state's got to withhold it. Every state that does have an agreement, it tells you in the law that that's the only way they can tax anyone. So they tax
for USC what? For USC what?
I would ask you what, sir? I would just ask you to take a look at 31 CFR 215.13C. Which provides for the termination of such agreements.
So okay, you want to give me that again? One CFR?
No, sir. 31 CFR.
Oh, 31. Okay, CFR. Okay, 215.13.
Yeah, is 31 CFR 215.13.
Hold on a minute. We got to go to break here.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Okay, well, we're back here, and yeah, this is quite interesting, by the way. I'm going to look into this. That particular stat, that thing has been relabeled, but this is about the withholding for federal employees and members of the armed forces, which reinforces 66.
I would like to interject. It's clear. It's very, very clear. And it says for non-federal private employee became subject to these rules by presumption. See that? If the state, city, or county can terminate the agreement, a non-federal private employer can certainly terminate the presumption of being subject to this agreement. Written notice, as provided by 31 CFR 215.3C, should be sufficient to the Secretary of the Treasury with copies of the fiscal officer of the IRS under Treasury Order 150-02. Ralph, it's all in the law. You look at 5 U.S.C. sections 5516 to 5520. That tells you that the state enters into agreements to tax each other's employees, and like in the military and National Guard, city, state. But you'll find the whole law in Title IV, United States Code, Section 111 of 1-5. five, 1 day, 6 days, three. And it says an act relating to the taxation of compensation for public employees, the public officers and employees. Almost everybody is familiar with the provisions of 26 U.S.C. Section 3401C and D, where employees and employers defined. And
right, it is. That actually ties across
to where they try to put somebody in jail. Well, first year, your argument is on the citizenship, which is totally true. By Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17 of the Constitution, which Congress has exclusive legislative jurisdiction in forts, magazines, dockyards, and other needful buildings with the permission of the state legislature. You'll find that in every state code, as far as Georgia's concerned, is OCGA 50-2-22. So anyway, this covers the whole agreement. If I have your email address, I'll email a whole memorandum to you, sir.
Sure, it's IRS at AlaskaMinuteman.com. Yeah, I just looked up this part. I never looked at it. This ties directly and reinforces 26 U.S.C. 6331 that ties into federal state employees, which ties into what you were talking about, 3201D, which is employees, where it's all federales, and you got to be a citizen of the United States to be a federal employee.
Yes, sir. And as I said, it 31 CFR gets into the financial management service and their rules. But 31 U.S.C. Section 306, Title 31, Subtitle All, it says the fiscal service is a service in the Department of the Treasury. So Title 31 is where people give. If you look at Title 31, United States Code, it's registered, organized by, under Treasury Department Order 101-5.
See what makes this all nonsense here? Because it's all under Title 5, like you said, 5 U.S.C., there's 55, 16, 17, and 20, and Executive Order. Whoa, what's that tell you? Of 1977. How can we be ruled by executive orders? That's only for employees of the federales. Hold on. Back
well,
in a minute.
Enjoy your show, sir. Have a nice night.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, well, we're back here, and thank you, that last caller. I just looked up several things. See, once I got a hook, man, I'm off to the races. I just, with Westlaw, it's just unbelievable what you could find out in a matter of minutes. They're talking about an agreement here. They talk about that the president is supposed to issue regulations. What do they call when he issues regulations? They're called executive orders. And it's only for federal employees and armed forces. It's plain English. And Mr. Jimmy Carter did an executive order. Well, guess what? It's also Section 301 of Title 3. But the bottom line, anything 301 is all government, folks. It's called housekeeping stuff. That's why they have regulations. 26 U.S.C. 301 point something. That's all federal employees type nonsense. So, yeah, that's that's really important because this one here is... how to do the income tax. Richard in New Hampshire. Question, comment, then we'll get back to finishing up with the FAA here. You don't want to get through with that yet.
Yeah, I got a good one for you here, Ralph. And everybody's throwing in some, you know, statutes and different things like that. It's Title 31, Ralph. You can look it up while we're talking, all right? And the stat is 321. 321. And you go to D1 and D2. D2 is going to blow the whole system away, right? If you can pull that up right now, you want me to say what it is.
So that's 31 U.S. 321?
Yeah, Title 31.
Mm-hmm.
Title 31, Stat 321.
Yeah, I could do that right now.
Yeah, D1 and D2. And when you read D2, that's going to blow the lid off the whole income tax.
I'm looking down here to CD2. The Secretary of the Treasury may accept, withhold, administer, use gifts and bequests of property, both real and personal. Gifting, purpose of aiding and facilitating the work of the Department of Treasury. Gifts and bequests of money, blah, blah, blah. Sales of other property, blah, 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 shall be deposited in the Treasury as a separate fund. Property.
Well,
under this thing,
yeah.
Proceeds shall be used nearly as possible in accordance with the terms of the gift or bequest. Wow.
Yeah. In other words, when you pay income tax, the Secretary of the Treasury considers it a gift.
Yeah. Ain't that special?
Yeah. It's a gift. Isn't that special, Ralph?
It is. Yeah. Well, I've learned a lot today. See, I don't know everything. I haven't looked much into this because I've been concentrating. When I finally figured out the citizen of the United States, I couldn't see the connection between the states and the feds, but they're all legislating under private law. And then when you step
we're
into the benefit world. Now we're into this frickin' benefits. They can do anything they want, and here are the benefits.
Well,
except they can't touch you and me unless we're federal citizens.
That's right. And to simplify what that last gentleman said, 6331A, basically, it goes all the way to 3401D.
D, right,
and
employer.
And 3401D is it's found in Chapter 24, right?
Right.
And basically, it changes the person. In other words, the person in 3401A is actually, when you go to 3401D, it says for those three or six sections, that a person is the employer.
Well, see, because that's all under Subtitle C, and you can't have a deficiency in Subtitle C.
Right. I want to leave you one thing here, and basically what it is, all right, you know what, Vegas, right, the shooting and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
Ralph, I want you and all the listeners out there to go to GCN Live Archives. You write it down. Make sure you go to see it. GCN Live Archives.
Okay.
10:18, the third hour, Ralph. This is going to blow your mind away. What happened in Vegas was a movie, a live TV movie. The people who were supposed to have died and fell, they were all actors. They were paid under contract to make believe that they were shot. I'm not going to say any more because I'm going to let all you and all your listeners go there and get it, you know, off that TV, off that program. I'm telling you, Ralph, it's going to blow your mind away.
Well, this stuff is, I don't know what to say anymore.
It's to take our guns.
Yep.
It's to take our guns. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
They'll do anything and everything they can do to get our guns, even if they have to lie. And that's what they're doing.
Well, I can tell you one thing is that the bottom line is Las Vegas stinks to the high heavens.
Yeah, I know. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right?
You evidently.
All right, Ralph, I'll let you go and finish up your program. All right, you take care, Ralph.
Okay, okay, so getting back to Dave Gladden's thing, there's no medical. This guy says it's all civil. So Dave got the book on the... It's called a DSM-5. It is the Bible for psychiatrists. And it says you can't do civil in this stuff for a medical condition unless you're crazy. Really. So here we got, and what this guy did, this Tilton, he did what Hannon did down in Texas. When Texas, God, I love Texas on a lot of things. They come out and fight a lot of this stuff. Alaska, we're so far into the swamp and the sewer system up here with Murkowski, and Sullivan's supposed to be doing something, but he don't. Murkowski's God, I'll tell you, she's right up there with Hillary, a liar and a thief of the highest degree. They're rulemaking. It's not in the rules. He is bound by rules. Yes. How can we find something to back that up? Well, let me go here and look up in the Administrative Procedure Act of 1946. I got to bring it up here. I'll find it in just a minute. And we go down to here. talks about the headless fourth branch of government. But here is the right out of the congressional record. See, it's amazing what these guys put in here. They tell us what they're doing, but we just don't have access to it. I'm getting access to this stuff eventually. This is May 24th, page 5656. After a law has been passed by Congress, before it applies to the individual citizen, there are about three steps that must be taken. Individual citizen, individuals defined in 5 U.S.C. 552A, A2. Citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted here. I wonder if that alien lawfully admitted is what formed our 13 original states. You think? Or were they all citizens of the United States? They didn't need their independent individual constitutions. You think? God almighty. First, the Bureau, having charge of enforcement, must write rules and regulations to amplify, interpret, or expand the statute. You believe this? Congress, I thought, did statutory law. No, no. The agency is going to amplify it, interpret it. Oh, because Congress is so damn stupid they can't even interpret it. I thought that was judicial. And expand the statute that we passed. Rulemaking, we call it. Down in Texas, this is what they did when they took on Obama. Because they were making rules. Because this agency lives in the world of rules. This is how they pass it off, how they overthrew our republic. They pass it off to the agency. It makes rules, of which we don't, there's no control over whatever they do. And it comes back and we're bound by it. Congress gets 6 months to look at it. After that, it's done deal. Is this what that's taught in school? Not even close. They continue on here. Second, there must be some procedure whereby an individual citizen, you see that word individual citizen again, who has some contact with the law can be brought before the Bureau, Bureau is business, and his case adjudicated. Really, you can't adjudicate because you have to have an adversarial. These are inquisitorial. It's already pre-programmed, folks. I can prove it more ways than one. It's all pre-programmed. The result is already there in the rules. Well, you didn't follow this procedure, so back up and you go through the maze here. Then you go over here. Oh, you get to the end. Oh, I'm screwed. Shut the hell up. You might refer to that as adjudication or a hearing. Hey, you there? Finally, there must be some procedure where the individual may appeal to the courts from the action taken by the Bureau. Though it continues. The great difficulty with our present setup is that many of these agencies are not subject to court review. Did you understand that? Not subject to court review. And many of them, even if we pass this bill, will still not be subject to court review. The bill does not give a court review in any case where the review is now precluded by statute. They are, how can you legislate something that I don't have a right to go to any constitutional court? Duh. What do you think? How did they do this? I wanted to benefit. Shut the hell up. And whatever is there, it's already adjudicated in the rules and regulations. And it's so damn complicated that you can hardly ever follow that through. And when you get to the end, guess what? You've been screwed. You have no rights. Unalienable rights as a benefit. So now we get back to Dave's case. They get around and they then come in this reply and they ignore what the judge said. These guys are bold-faced. So FAA filed in a motion to dismiss with attachments. That's a no-no. Anytime you file attachments with the motion to dismiss, you have changed it to a summary judgment. God, these guys are so stupid. I didn't know all this stuff. The judge explained it. We filed in an opposition to the motion to dismiss. The judge came back and said, their motion to dismiss hereafter is a summary judgment based on the facts. Why do they want a motion to dismiss? Because they can argue jurisdictional stuff and all kinds of procedural crap. On a summary judgment, whoa, they do not want to go there. Why? Well, let me pull that up here. The judge lined it out. It was good. I mean, I've learned from this. I don't know all this stuff. I just go do it. Yeah, hopefully they'll help you. And, you know, you learn what's... You're not going to learn anything by sitting here if you don't get in the battle. So what did the judge say? He said, well, when a party you are suing makes a motion for summary judgment that is properly supported by what? Declarations or other sworn testimony, you cannot simply rely upon the complaint, what your complaint says. You must set out specific facts in declarations or affidavits, because they're considered evidence, depositions, answers to interrogatories, or authenticated documents as provided under Rule Civil Rule 56C. In all of Dave's travels, there's not been one declaration, not one affidavit, no depositions, no answer to interrogatories, no authenticated documents. They filed in a reply. After the judge said it's a summary judgment, they're telling the judge, go to hell. We're going to stick with the motion to dismiss. We're not doing that summary. We don't want no facts. We can't, because if we go to the facts, we lose. We got to go back to this procedural stuff. You didn't follow through this procedure. You didn't do this procedure. You didn't do that procedure. We never get to the facts. What the hell is going on? And they stuck their foot into it. God, these guys are stupid. One, he says it's all civil, and in their book, it says you can't do civil. Thank you. We finally got it out of you. So why are you taking away his medical license when you can't identify one medical issue? Not one. We just don't like what you're doing because you might do something. After 35 years and 14,000 hours, you know what? I might like to take you for a ride and throw you out of the damn airplane, pardon my French, and see if you got a parachute. Because you might be so stupid as to jump out without a parachute. I don't know. Sheesh. That's where we are today. They filed in with an affidavit of these just factual issues. There is no remedy because there's no medical condition that he can be fixed because they can't even identify it. This is a cover that they use to screw pilots ad nauseum because, well, you got to go in here and see if you're being fixed or not. Fixed of what? I was just shocked. I couldn't believe it that they come back and said, our Bible, we don't even have to follow it. This is your Bible. This is like saying, I'm a Christian, but I don't have to follow the Ten Commandments. They don't have any bearing on what I'm doing. Really? Well, then what is Dave supposed to rely upon? He went to a psychiatrist. Don't you have any professional standards, any rules that you guys have to do papers and have them peer reviewed? Don't you have any standards? Or you just say, oh, I don't like what you're doing and you're guilty. That's what they're doing right now. The Dave Gladden. So we're going to see what the judge does. He's been sitting on it. It was filed last week. Personality disorder. Let me read it again here. You can't make this. I don't know what to say other than make it up. We finally flushed him out. But God, it's been a long time. This started back in 2011. So Dave's been, he's an aircraft mechanic also. But he loves to fly. And he's an excellent pilot. And he's been doing it in dangerous areas, commercially and otherwise, around Dillingham. Bush flying in Alaska is dangerous, folks. Weather changes all the time. I listen to some of the stories Dave tells me of how he's flying and the weather's do this, what he did here, and flying between Anchorage and back over here and going through the passes and all these things that just continually got to keep alert and make changes immediately. 14,000 hours in 35 years, and he's concerned that he might do something based on civil issues. That's prohibited by their own damn Bible. Now what do we do? What's the standard? We said, okay, what is the specific mental condition? Tell me what it is. They can't, because it doesn't exist. And this guy had additionally said, preclude safe performance airman duties under any conditions that could reasonably be subscribed. He took it away then within 20 days when we went on the administrative appeal, and he said, oh, my damn, I'm going to lose that one. Oh, I had an epiphany. It said right here, under any condition, you couldn't have one. And all of a sudden, he has a change of heart. How do you fight this stuff like this? You get in there, just keep pounding away at them. And you learn. A personality disorder that is severe enough to have repeated manifest itself by overt acts. It has never been defined. Back in a minute.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I want to remind people, this is a suggestion from my point of view as a researcher, you can get involved in, and I got some really good information on the show today, really did, from a couple of people calling in. We've got some people out there that have been in this, and I appreciate that, because I'm going to run with it. Anything that I can find to back up, we're going to add it in there. But the thing got to be watch out for is, what is the root cause of makes all this stuff happen? It all gets back to who you are. You either have inalienable rights from the Creator, or you don't. That's the Declaration of Independence. You have law of the land as a real person, or you enter into the fictional world, citizen of the United States, Congress's slave plantation. For a citizen of the United States, they have absolute plenary power in the District of Columbia and territories in possession. They do not have it in the several states. Everything is applied to everything, just like I looked in the definition here of this one that this guy gave me here of Title 31. State means all the D.C., state, territories, possession. Congress cannot legislate over territories and possessions the same as it does to the people in the several states, and they cannot reach the people, the citizens of the several states. That's why we have the 13th and 14th and 15th Amendments. It's a fiction in law prohibiting a going against state and state actors. It does not reach you and me. They have conned us into signing up for it because all these states are on the sucking the hind tit of the or sucking the tit of the federales. They're all legislating private law, and they get us to sign up for it. Two things you must do. Get your status into the public record because you cannot prove you are a citizen of the United States, and they can't either because that's a felony, 18 U.S.C. 911, and then change your voter registration to be a citizen of one of the several states. I want to, therefore, vote as my elective franchise as one of the citizens of the several states. Now, guess what? Your damn discriminatory baloney comes into effect because we're not all citizens of the United States. I am something else. Now all of your private law has a problem. There is no problem with the private law if everybody signs up for it. That's how they pulled the con. Saul Alinsky was really good at this. Rules for Radical. Dedicate his book to Lucifer. Never admit the con, and always accuse the other side of what you are doing. Hillary wrote a thesis on it. She was a star pupil, so was Obama. And it works. It really does. People will believe the lies. They're lazy today, but it's changing. Why? Because we have one guy, Trump. There's a lot of things he's doing I don't like, but I'm telling you what, that man is in the swamp up to his eyeballs up there. Everybody is about against him. Republican senators, they're Bannon is doing good, getting flushing them out. These people are coming out of the woodwork. Hollywood, a whole city of pedophiles and rapists. The devil's city. It's coming out. The NFL, look what they're doing. A whole bunch of Democrats. They just keep not standing, disrespecting, dishonoring our veterans, the people that's died for this country, our country, its whole standards. Keep doing it. I'm not watching the NFL no more. But all I ever watch is the playoffs. I'm not watching that either. To hell with you. You're the devil. I don't want anything to do with you. You're liars. Anyway, hope found it interesting. Back. We'll see you next Sunday, God willing. And watch out for the federales. They're everywhere.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Yeah. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.